You're gonna get the minimum sentence, or you can take it to trial and lose, and then we'll give you the maximum sentence. Why the fuck would they not do that? Right. That's the thing you don't understand. You're not using your common sense. You have to understand that they did not have the evidence. They so claimed that they had block calls coming from my address, which doesn't make any sense, because if it's a cell phone, then they should have within pinpoint accuracy on my call reports showing me, even if the call was blocked, on my call reports calling these places. They didn't have that. When the police got the recordings, because obviously schools that have been shot up are going to begin recording their calls, which they did. They had a recording. It sounded nothing like me. It sounded like a fucking 40-year-old man.
No, I mean, it's easy to say these things when there's no footage.
We had VPNs back in 2014. We had VPNs in 2014. Who's to say someone didn't VPN to my house and use a burner cell phone like you're doing right now through a completely random location? I don't know how this situation came upon me. All I know is I didn't do it.
And the so just bad RNG. Bad RNG.
Sorry.
It was an unfortunate situation, and it came at a time when I didn't need it. This was 1 year after my father passed away. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was something that was just, it was an unfortunate time in my life. And when I say that it was an unfortunate time in my life and my head wasn't in the right place, I'm not talking about me committing the crime. I'm talking about all the shit that I've went through. I've been through some shit. And so I don't appreciate it when people level all these accusations and haven't lived a day in my shoes, because you don't understand. But what the proof I can give you is the fact that I'm still sitting right here, right now, in a car, talking to you.
So here's a...
You think they're going to let a terrorist have a car
and drive a semi truck and have a semi? I found the other article I was looking for here. So USA Today did two articles on this. This is the one that said that you pled guilty. These are direct quotes from you, by the way. These are direct quotes from you. You state, Dylan Clark, 18, in comments to the judge, you say, "I didn't mean to do it. It wasn't a prank. It was a cry for help." You also stated, "I'm taking full responsibility for my actions. I'm not a threat to anyone. That was wrong of me. I didn't know the ramifications. I'm sorry for what I did." Why would somebody say this when they didn't commit the crime? I'll send a screenshot of this and the link to...
I also want to ask, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, but the second charge, I believe, was...
using a computer to commit a crime.
Right, so you said these things.
20, you said that was 20 to life. Like, 20 minimum life, like, maximum, right? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
I'm looking at Michigan-based law websites, and they're telling me the maximum is, like, 10 years. So...
Again, if you want to read, the legislation has obviously changed. I was charged under the Patriot Act at the time. The Patriot Act was still the law. If you want to go ahead and read the article, you can see every single article reflects that both charges carried a minimum of 20 years and a maximum life. I don't know why the fuck we have
okay,
to. Well, exactly, but for someone who's not guilty, why would you explicitly say, "I didn't mean to do it. It wasn't a prank. It was a cry for help"? You admitted it to the judge in court, yet you're sitting here saying that you didn't do it.
You have to say these things, okay? You don't understand.
When you didn't do it?
I was 17 years old. I was facing the prospect of losing my life.
Clark?
I would say anything to get myself out of that situation.
Clark told Judge Grzowski that he does stuff for attention and stupid things when he is high. He said he didn't mean to scare people when he made the calls earlier this year when he was 17, and that he was suicidal. He promised not to mess up in the future. Also, in the other article, it states that you called an alarm company and also threatened to kill yourself to the alarm company a few months prior to you calling these threats into these schools.
That's good. So, I'm glad you brought that up.
Right,
because
right.
If I did that, I would have already been hospitalized. I didn't get hospitalized for that because they had no proof that I did that.
Yet again, in that article, it states that there were no charges filed against you for doing that.
Exactly.
And it's fine because, I was an EMT for a while. We go out to houses, do a wellness check. If you just say that you're fine, say your birth date, say how old you are, right? Like, as long as you're not saying that you're going to kill yourself in front of the EMTs or the police officers that arrive, they're not going to hospitalize you. That's not how that works, right? Why you weren't hospitalized. They don't forcibly hospitalize you.
Dude, this is the last time I'm going to go over this, bro.
All right, yeah.
You clearly made statements 10 years ago that you were guilty of this, and now you're backtracking.
I did not commit those crimes.
All right, this is just getting fucking gay. Let's just try to end this up, because we're going in circles here, bros.
Correct.
Well, clearly the evidence proves him wrong.
I did not commit the crime.
You didn't commit the crime.
Get out of getting 20 years to life. Congratulations.
According to him, he did not commit the crime. Believe what you want to believe. Everyone's here. Make your opinion now. Forever hold your peace. All right. Let's go back. We're talking about Mr. Larson. Anyone else got any questions for Mr. Interview about Daniel Larson? I'm wondering, did you guys plan to have a sleepover?
What's that?
Did you guys plan to have like a sleepover and have fucking tickle time? I'm a bit genuinely curious about that.
Bro, what the fuck?
I'm asking the real questions here.
Generally, I don't engage in tickle time with anyone or cuddle wuddles or any like lovey schmoveys or footsies with anyone other than my female partner, because I'm not homosexual. I'm a straight man.
All right.
I have a question. I think I joined pretty late, but I'm not entirely sure. But I'll ask anyways. Now knowing that Daniel Larson is a pedophile piece of shit, will you continue to associate with him? Or like
he said no.
He said no. All right, my bad.
Forget yeah, me. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Continue.
Okay, so earlier I did ask a question, like, right before all this shit about, like, criminal history or whatever. But, asked a question, and you did answer it, but I wanted more details. I asked you about, like, what did Daniel, like, talk about? I understand that you're drunk, so you probably don't remember every single detail, but, like, I'm just genuinely curious, what did he, like, tell you? Like, what did you guys talk about?
So Daniel and I, we talked about a range of things, all associated with his future plans as a person on the internet. And I brought up to Daniel that, I said to Daniel, sort of hyping his hat up a little bit, I said, look, you got all these people making content about you, yet you're not getting any of the gains from this content. You have documentaries of yourself with millions of, you know, views and stuff like that. You got people like Bay Shaman talking about you with hundreds of thousands of views. You are a very popular person, but you're a pariah. That's what I said to him. I said, you are a pariah. And what I think would be appropriate for you to do if you want to get that business mindset and start digging your way out of this situation is to capitalize on your pariahhood. I don't think that Daniel can ever be like a serious content creator. Like, hey guys, what's up? Today is Daniel Larson here, and today I'm going to be going to the store, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he can ever be like a serious content creator. But what I did say was he has the benefit of being a pariah that is followed by bunches of people. And so with that, I think one of the main things is, hang on a second. Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been here charging my car for a little while. This is a slow charger.
Yeah, so you'll be here a while longer.
Yeah, I'll be here a while longer. I don't know who the owner of this Rivian is, but he's been done for a while. But my car is still at 40%.
We're almost there, boys.
Yeah, I saw his lights go off, so. He's still charging?
I'll see you.
Yeah.
You gotta replace your charger, man.
What's up? Well, if he actually, you know, had income, he probably could.
Oh, God.
Mr. Interview, have you ever taken an IQ test?
So, anyways, where was I? I was telling Daniel, sorry, this guy came up and wanted to take my charger. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm charging my car right now. And you got a shitty, you got a fucking Nissan Leaf. I'm in a Mustang Mach-E. He's not going to be able to use these chargers specifically for Mustang Mach-Es.
Oh, nice.
So, Ford in general. Basically, so I told Daniel, yeah, you're a pariah. you're someone who is not going to be taken seriously as a serious content creator. And I asked him in a sort of roundabout fashion, I said, what do people like to see from you?
Wait, Mr. Interview, before you continue, the chat's wondering, what is your IQ? And are you willing to take an IQ test? Everyone's asking this. They wanted me to ask you, what's your IQ?
Obviously, I'm not fucking stupid, right? Obviously, I'm not dumb. Okay. Have I ever taken, like, a straight-up IQ test at, like, a Mensa meeting or something like that? No. But, I mean, I did pretty well in school. Always been great with mathematics. Always been great with the language arts. And so I'm pretty sure when it comes to an IQ test, it's related to having the ability to distinguish patterns. And so I think for someone who is good at being a mathematician, distinguishing patterns would be the next logical step in that sort of line of thinking. So I think my IQ would be anywhere between, it would be probably in the mid hundreds to high hundreds.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from the chat?
So you want me to get back to what Daniel said, or that was the main question?
Continue now. We'll get a question later.
I can continue? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I asked Daniel, I said, what do people like to see from you? And he didn't understand the question at first. Daniel started to answer, oh, they like my music. And I was like, okay, maybe not. Like, they like your music, but not for the reasons that you may think. I said, what else? He said, they like me. I said, maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's not going to be like a personality thing. I said, people like to see you freaking out. People like to see you doing your crazy thing. And I said this to him. I said this to him face to face. I said, people like to see you freaking out. And I said, instead of having other people, you know what I'm saying, like capitalizing off that for you, you should be capitalizing on it yourself. Mm-hmm. And so he said to me that he would be open to staging freakouts and stuff like that, but he's mainly worried about his probation and stuff like that, like what probation would do.
It's not a freakout if it's staged.
Right.
Not a freakout if it's staged.
Well, hey, right.
I'm just reciting the story. I mean, what the fuck do you want from me? Like, what the fuck do you want? Daniel said to me that he's ready to die. Like, what? No, I'm gonna fucking tell you what Daniel said. You asked me what Daniel said, so let me answer. Why do you people do this? Why? I don't know why you people are so like fucking like your attention span is so short that you ask me a question. I'm in the middle of answering that question, and then you interrupt me to make a statement about the answer and then ask me another question. Like, let me fucking answer.
Okay, that's fair. Let me answer.
So, Dan, I brought up the idea of staging freakouts. I said, Daniel, you can do, like, some sort of Jackass thing, Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O sort of thing, where you just go around and you do crazy antics, and that's, like, your thing. And he was open to that, and basically from that point, he was telling me about how he happened to end up here in Boulder, and it was a lot. Daniel is a word salad. You know what I'm saying? Daniel's a word salad. He, like, once he starts saying things, he likes to say things, so.
Okay. You said that he's in Boulder, right? Do you ever, like, go into detail or talk about, like, why he's in Boulder? Especially since he has, like, court in Jefferson County.
Hang on a second. I'm going to unplug my car and let this guy plug in, because I guess he's going to be waiting for a little while. And I'm going to go to another charger station.
Well, this is going well, isn't it, guys? This is going well.
It's going extremely well.
I mean, it was going pretty bad earlier.
Can we just get him to kill himself? Oh my god. No, hey, stop. Fucking
shit!
Look, I gotta
go. Why doesn't he just, like, beat the shit out of Daniel Larson? Like, he has nothing going for him.
If we all fly to Colorado, I mean, he doesn't want to catch an assault charge. Let's be real. No one wants to catch an assault
charge. Everything this guy has said for the last 30 minutes, he's contradicted himself.
Daniel, we'd all like him more, you know?
Said he didn't know about it. 3 months ago said he did know about it.
Yeah, this is
confessed to all that stuff last night. Said he didn't do it tonight.
Look, I just asked if they had tickle time. That's all I was worried about.
I was there for all of like his like first beat-ups and shit. He was like looking for Daniel Larson. Like that was what he would do for like 2 days straight. He's out.
When's the subreddit coming back up?
Never.
Oh. Never.
Wait, is he still in here? Did he leave?
No, he's still here. This fat shit is still in here.
All right.
Yeah. Of course he has an electric car. He can't just use regular pump gas.
You know what? I think setting up his interview was a good idea.
Too much about Lefty for that ball.
Wait, who is this?
Me?
No, who's Mr. Interview like on the Reddit?
Just some piece of shit or something, allegedly.
Well, is he like one of the managers?
No. Some guy who ran into Daniel who was like currently his manager, who's gonna make contact with him, and he's taking it all back right now. According to him.
Not one of the gatekeeping guys?
No, he's not. He wants to make more content for us, and brag about giving us content.
The only guy that's done anything was the drone guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I will say this, I do
really can't believe he's being stalked by drones now.
Hilarious. It's so funny.
Yeah, it is.
The best part that really showed his true colors was when he got super pissed and threatened to dox and kill and find specifically me. I'm like, okay, so you definitely didn't call those threats in for sure, buddy.
Wait, Daniel doesn't go on Discord anymore.
No. Mr. Interview, he has cut ties with them. He was on last night.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, you missed it, dude.
I missed that. Fuck.
You missed that shit live. I have a video of it on my channel, though. He came in flexing about the pizza, how he got a free pizza. It was one slice, though, so.
Did you see his video this morning? How he said he spent his lunch money, or bus money on a lunch, on a fucking lunch, stupid ass motherfucker.
Yeah. It was like noodles and company or some shit.
I can't go on the bus because I spent it all on lunch.
I want to say thank you to everyone in here for being civil and being orderly, you know. I thought we was not going to do that because I said, hey, do you want to do this here? Because I thought it would be funny to do. I thought it would be, you know, more interactive for the community.
I was just gonna strip yell at him, and I thought it would be in poor taste.
It's pretty good content, honestly.
Yeah. I'm looking for it because I think he's gonna, like the Mountain Dew. Like I think he's gonna do more shit like that, like find him and like fuck with him more. And I'm excited for that.
Oh yeah.
Show his dick again, honestly, in public.
I don't think.
He walks into Denny's swinging his cock up and down.
Oh, God, no. What the fuck?
He doesn't mind doing that. So people are
shut the fuck up. You don't make me get up.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he agreed to this. I think he did just to keep his promise. So, because I did not know he was going to backpedal this hard on being with Daniel, but it fucking makes sense because, you know, once you're involved with Daniel, you're going to get burned.
Let me get Daniel on here again.
Not entirely true. If you're retarded, sure. If you're not retarded, then you're good.
No, we're not gonna get Daniel on here, unfortunately, because he's no longer with them because he just found out he's a pedophile after doing no research on him, allegedly.
I thought that was like the first thing everyone knows about him.
Is everyone okay with me yelling at this guy when he gets back?
Yeah, please.
Go for it.
Yeah, sure. He's probably gonna mute you. I don't know. We gotta ask more, dude, he could be lurking right now. He could hear us right now.
Lurking, I hear him.
Well, I did ask a question.
It's cool. I'm just gonna go to the fast charger on Iris. Don't worry about it.
Kill yourself.
Why do you care? You can hear his
double chin breathing in the background.
Oh my god. Okay. Mr. Interview, I want to say I do appreciate you doing this interview.
I've only got 100 miles of range.
Yes, he's gay.
I only got 100 miles of range.
Dude, are you fucking homeless or something?
Go to the gas station, bro. Just plug in your car to the gas
tank. 100 feet, turn left onto Broadway.
100 feet, turn left onto Google Maps. What a fucking pleb.
Turn left on the Broadway.
Oh my god, this is not going well. If he somehow accidentally docks his location, I'm gonna fucking cry.
He already did.
Let's just chill out real quick.
Yeah, let's chill out. Let's just be civil.
Oh, feel that electric power, baby!
Wait for 1 mile.
Maybe that's a question I want to ask, like, one more.
That's that Mach-E power, baby. That's that hyper battery kicking in, baby. What you know about that?
Shut the fuck up, faggot.
Mr. Interview, what made you want to buy an electric car? That's the real question.
Well, I care deeply about the environment.
The environment can go suck my fat cock.
He's
going
with wife's boyfriend right now. He's a fucking soy boy.
I care deeply about the environment. I want to make sure I keep the environment clean for my children and their children.
Kill Jonya Larson if you want the environment clean.
Because you know that my children will be turning 80 years old in the year 2100.
Wait, hold on.
Who's going to have kids with you?
What car do you have? I wasn't paying attention. Like,
I have a 2021 Mustang Mach-E.
Okay, you're a fucking retard.
You're gay.
That is the only worst thing that
could have done. Dude, definitely
literally anything you could have possibly said. I was expecting a Toyota Corolla hybrid.
He said he had a Mustang Mach-E hybrid. I got a Mustang Mach-E because I like how sleek it is. It's got that sexy Mustang look to it.
I mean, my grandma drives one, so.
Inside the car.
Yeah, can we get a photo of the Mach-E?
Please.
No.
Not you inside the car.
Yeah, you want to see my license plate too? You faggot. Shut up.
Yeah.
Can we just please get a quick like turn your camera and show the steering wheel? Just the steering wheel.
Oh God.
it's that easy. You've turned on your camera all last night and showed your face. Like you can't show this your steering wheel. Let's see it.
I completely forgot the Mach-E existed,
He left.
Wow.
He lied about a Mach-E, and when people asked him to turn on his camera, he fucking left.
Well, guys, VC's over. You can start leaving.
Oh,
Lord.
I think this me and him having an interview was good. I think this went well.
I think we've established that literally everybody hates this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Is he on Reddit? Does he
yeah. No, there's,
this guy's a fucking liar. I mean, I'm gonna be, you know, I thought maybe, you know, going into this, maybe, you know, but then just looking up that shit, like, this guy's lying through his fucking teeth.
Is he gonna be coming
constantly?
Is he gonna come back?
In the middle of the interview,
hold up, I have a better idea. You know how the guy is actually a, let's leave, let's just show him all fucking Daniel's dudes. We're gonna tell him that we're gonna post this mainstream media.
Wait. Who is Mr. Interview? Not know who Larson is in the first place? I can't.
Yeah, he did not. Like, well, like, no, he had basic knowledge. Why was he being interviewed? Because he was talking to him. He was bragging about getting clout, and honestly, he was a clown. And I just wanted to see. Well, I thought he was going to bring Daniel on. He said he was when I talked to him, but apparently he cut off ties when he grew a fucking brain, which is crazy.
Dude, that kid's probably a pedophile himself. He wants to ruin the competition. You just fucking see how he talks.
Dude, homie was like, oh shit, I can't prove I have a Mach-E and fucking...
I got a question.
Hold on. Why would you want to admit you have a Mach-E to begin with?
Yeah, right?
No, that's not even a flex.
Holy thought it was a flex.
It's not, like, literally a Nissan Leaf is a better car than
for, you, for anybody you. Who wasn't here earlier, he claimed to make $15,000 a week, and when he sent his quote-unquote pay stub, it was literally just a screenshot of his W-2 tax return form. He made $15,000 in a year. Only it's below the poverty
level. So what's the opinion on the kids? What's the opinion on the kids? Does he have kids or not?
He does not have kids.
No, he lied about everything but kids?
Come on now.
That guy is not getting
everything that dude said was a straight up lie.
He never touched pussy in his entire life.
I think he had sex with a woman and she broke up with him. Because, you know, isn't he like... Yeah, like an abusive, like, baby mom or some shit.
I mean, that could literally be the only possibility.
Funny idea. So, like,
he has kids, but he doesn't actually raise them or anything.
What possessed his mind to go, like, I'm gonna make fucking SWAT threats to Sandy Hook of all fucking places?
No, guys, he did it to four schools. He did it to Sandy Hook, Columbine, Virginia Tech, and Antelope, which are four different schools.
What a piece of shit, dude. What a fucking asshole.
Wow,
this guy.
Well, how old was he? 17, 18? Even at that age, I wasn't that retarded. Guys, like, watch who live stream. I'm gonna make a fucking
I'm good.
You wouldn't call up the World Trade Center in New York.
God, I stopped recording. Thank God I stopped recording.
I haven't seen that one. I have not seen that one yet.
Why do you want to see that one? Why do you want to see it? What's wrong with you?
No! Oh my
God.
I want to thank everyone for being very cordial in the interview, though, because y'all could have gone the fuck off on him.
We confronted him, and he's like, okay, that guy had no testosterone at all. I got like an hour worth of content with that, so there's not even a point to post it, honestly, he's just useless. I was gonna post it, but I was gonna post for the memories.
No one's gonna watch this guy, literally.
I would argue that this guy's almost not as bad as I Wish I Had a Dad, but way more of a fucking liar than I Wish I Had Dad. Dad ever fucking was. You know, if you guys remember who that was, the old
man. Yeah, because that guy beat his kids. This guy is nowhere near that. He, like, well, maybe, like, he did swat kids, could have got him hurt.
At least I Wish I Had a Dad was like, yeah, I did it.
Well, all I'm saying is, you wouldn't, like, call up the World Trade Center in New York and put on, like, a shitty Arab accent and threaten to bomb them.
Bro,
like, you compare Mr. Interview to Daniel, like, how bad? Daniel's worse.
I just had the worst idea. I'm gonna look up World Trade Center prank.
Oh no. God.
You're going on the list, buddy.
What do you guys think about World of T-shirts? I have his direct number. He answers all my texts. He's retarded also.
I don't think he's as bad as Michael Quinn.
He's just in my car sometimes.
He's currently winning. That's all you need to know.
Do you guys want Ox's number? Would anyone want that or not?
No, I'm good. No.
His number's in his bio, the World of T-Shirts is at least. He answers all
the time. That's his like business number, I think.
No, it's his personal number. He answers all the time.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah. He's just dumbass.
I called him one time in May. Hello?
Yeah.
In August?
Who is this? He got very defensive about, like, you questioning his kids, and that was crazy, dude. That was some good content.
Yeah, no, I fucking talked to that girl, and she's like, I've never heard about him having kids. I'm like, well, it's fucking obvious that this guy doesn't have kids. Like, you don't need half a brain to know he doesn't. But, like...
Yeah. Objectively, he's not gonna put pictures in here.
He got so fucking mad, though. You could tell.
There is no way in hell like the charges he had were like 20 to fucking life. That's like murder in the first degree.
It's like, just so funny how he was saying so his logic was that he didn't do it at all. It wasn't him who committed these crimes. But then in the fucking court documents, it literally says that he literally says himself that he did it and that he's sorry.
Didn't he already say he did it, like, on call?
Yes. Literally, last night he said he did it in call. And tonight he's like, I never did it. Even though I went to prison for 3 years and I didn't do it, I just decided to go to prison and not fight it. Like, what?
He was so sure there's no evidence. Why would you not just plead not guilty?
Like, if the prosecutor is coming up to your defense and they're like, hey, yo, bro, I'm going to be real with you, chief.
We don't have
enough evidence to, like, convict this guy, but at the same time, you know, we kind of have to do our job. Like...
Like, what person in their right mind is going to be like, oh, I didn't do anything, but I all have to do is go to prison for 3 years? That's a
good
deal.
What happened to I Wish I Had a Dad? What happened to him?
Like, I think he just disappeared.
Good
riddance. Probably ended himself.
You think he's still beating his kids?
Probably. I think he lost custody. I was the guy who originally got his info way back in the day, and I like that Truth Finder thing that I used on Clark last night was the same thing I used on I Wish I Had a Dad way back.
Clark was not a fan of that.
Dylan Clark, yeah, he's like, you're inaccurate information. I'm like, dude, you just confirmed that these are both your parents. Like, how is this?
Finder reminds me of the Clark the manager, because Clark was saying how he calls Danny like 4 hours every day and like
what's Daniel? Do we have Daniel's number right now? Does he answer?
I don't even know.
I don't think he's gonna answer even if you call.
I will say this. interview was fucking dumb to get into this. Like, he needs... Like people are dumb in this community, but, like, bro, at least do your research, man. Like, if you, like, if you're gonna, if you're willing to do this with Dan, you gotta do your research and understand that he's a piece of shit.
Like, I get that there's people who, like, just get into Daniel Larson and they're not aware of, like, the pedophile shit he does. And, you know, I get that, but at the same time, like,
I mean, like,
once you start finding out about, like, the shit he's done, that's the point where you should lose all sympathy for this, you know, rat-faced motherfucker, honestly.
And that, and then that's where all the shit that Daniel's
going to be funny. I figured out about Daniel because a guy I knew was fucking with Ox because Daniel leaked Ox's number, so he told me, like, message his number, and I was asking why. And then that's how I figured out about Daniel. The first thing I figured out about him is that he's a pedophile. That's, like, the first thing I figured out.
Now here's something and I just might be, you know, a bit slow in the mind here. But when Mr. Interview says something about Daniel, like, having $41 in his bank account, who's giving him this money?
Probably people donating.
Or Bob. Maybe Bob every now and then.
No, I think he has
Bob cut him off, like, a while ago.
Yeah. Daniel doesn't have a bank account. Well,